But what we want to talk about is an agreement. It's not even an agreement, it's a covenant relationship that God has with his people. And to know that God is a covenant-keeping God. A covenant is something that God initiates and declares there's some things that he will do. If he declares that he will do something, you can count on it, you can take it to the bank, he's going to do it. God's relationship with man evolves around covenant relationships. The Lord is determined for his people to look to him and not the world in order for their substance. For their physical needs, the Lord even wants us to look to him and not to the world. And I believe that's one of the reasons why when we started this ministry, that the Lord spoke to me and said, I do not want you to go to the world system. I want you to believe me for the finances to build this ministry and to build the things that we need and do the things that we need. God blessed us, finances came in, and as it came in, we paid for it. Look at what the Lord has done and realize that it's the Lord's blessing upon us that enables us to do the things that we do. Now, people make all kinds of judgments. People judge things very, very quickly. People assume things, especially about when they hear preachers talk about money, for instance, and trying to establish the covenant of Abraham in the body of Christ, and trying to talk about the fact that God wants you to not only have all the things that you need, but above and beyond that, so that you can help establish the covenant of God. Judgments that come too quick, unrighteous judgments, unfair judgments. We can make all these kind of judgments that are negative. But that does not negate that there are right judgments. There are good judgments. There are judgments that you and I have to make all the time. You have to judge what I'm sharing with you this morning. Is that God or is it something that Pastor Bill drummed up? You have to make that judgment. We all make certain judgments. You have to decide. But we have to get all the information before we make such judgments. So it's important to know that you and I are called to judge some things. Well, what does Jesus say about judging? In Matthew chapter 7, verse 3, it says, why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite. First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. If you're doing something wrong, don't try and just criticize somebody else when you're caught in the same thing. He's not saying not to do it. First remove the speck or the plank out of your own eye, and then you will be able to see clearly to remove the speck in your brother's eye. John 7, verse 27. Here's again, he talked about judgment. Do not judge according to appearance, but according to righteous judgment. So we get the whole story. We look at the situation, we compare the situation with the Word of God, and then we begin to make a righteous judgment. We don't judge rashly. We look at the situation, compare it to the Word of God, and then we are able to make the right judgment. If we're not careful, we'll make judgments out of what we know is wrong on the inside of ourselves. And when Jesus is talking about judgment and about making proper judgment, he's not talking about judging the sinners. He's talking about looking for those who are able to discern between good and evil within the body of Christ. That's why when we see somebody going the wrong way, we need to first examine our hearts, and then we need to go to them and help them. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Now, this is the greatest judgment that we can be involved in. If we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastised by the Lord that we may not be condemned with the world. When there is something that the Lord brings up in our hearts that we know that is not right, it got into your spirit, then you need to judge that thing and say, I was wrong. I judge that that was wrong in the name of Jesus, and I ask you, Lord, to forgive me, to cleanse me from that action, for what I allowed my eyes to see.